All right.
Hello, my name is Father Boniface. I'm a Benedictine priest and monk of St. Vincent Archabbey in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, and it's such a blessing to have the time to talk with Bishop Edward Burns of the Diocese of Dallas. Bishop Burns, wonderful to be with you.
Father Boniface, it's always great being with you and all your listeners.
Welcome back to the Pittsburgh area via WAOB radio.
I love it. I love it. It's always great. Yeah.
Bishop, we're here at the General Assembly of the USCCB and a day of prayer and discernment focused on how to respond to the latest in the church's sexual abuse crisis. You've done wonderful things in Dallas since you've been there, and I know you have some thoughts of what's happening here. I'd love to just give you the chance to share some of that.
Sure. It is a very intense time, and it's also welcomed that the very first thing we do is spend a day in prayer. Mm. You know, as the Apostolic Nuncio said today, we have to be men of prayer. And it's when we are in prayer that we thoroughly know the power of God.
Mm.
And now more than ever, do we need to know the power of God?
Mm. Mm. Absolutely. The prayer has been also guided by some reflections. Have those been helpful for you?
Absolutely. In fact, the Day of Recollection started in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. And it is our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament who heals all things. We come before the doctor of our souls, and especially those who have been victimized, abused. We as shepherds, it's important that we bring all of them before the Lord, and we bring all of them. The morning had a certain theme in the very beginnings of this day, and that is that we as bishops, we're called to a spiritual fatherhood. Mm. And therein lies the very essence of who we are. And we were ordained to be spiritual fathers. Mm. And to think that the abuse that we are now facing, the victims who have suffered so much, that it has come at the hands of those who were to be trusted. So we have lots to do as bishops, as successors to the apostles, as spiritual fathers. We have a lot to do.
Mm. Bishop Burns, this is by no means the first time that you've reflected on any of these issues coming here to Baltimore. Tell us a little bit about what you've done in Dallas.
Well, I in the Diocese of Dallas, it is my desire to do things right, to really pray for the wisdom and the right judgment on how to proceed. I think you are aware that I arrived in the Diocese of Dallas about a year and a half ago, and it was at that time that I was the chair of the Bishop's Committee for Child and Youth Protection, and with that came the responsibility of assisting this bishop's conference in doing things right with creating a safe environment for our children. So in arriving at the Diocese of Dallas, I wanted to make sure that we were doing things right. One of the first things I did, not knowing the priest, I asked for a review of all the files. I wanted to make sure that the men that I was assigning to parishes were men who were suitable and fit to serve in the capacity as priests in the parish. I wanted to be assured that we were doing the utmost in training, especially for our volunteers, especially for those who work for the church, making sure that the background checks were, that we were diligent. It's important that we not grow complacent. We cannot become lukewarm with this. We have to continue to be on top of it. And so it is always crossing the T's and dotting the I's, making sure that our volunteers, all our ministers, are fit to do that. They represent the church, and the pain and suffering that is caused when someone with representing the church harms another, especially a child, it is devastating. It's absolutely devastating. And so it's important that we do whatever we can to create that safe environment.
One of the surprising announcements this morning was that the Holy See has asked not to have a vote about some of the action items, the documents that were prepared in order to wait for the deliberation of bishops from around the world at the Synod in February, an extraordinary Synod that was called by the Holy Father, a Synod that I think you anticipated and thought would be a great idea as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I was aware of a bishop in England who asked for an extraordinary synod. And when I read about that, I said, you know, I want to add my voice to this. And so I had a presbyteral council meeting, a presbyteral council, representatives of all the priests of the Diocese of Dallas. And I said, brothers, this is what I'm thinking about doing. And that is to write to our Holy Father and ask for an extraordinary synod to address this sexual abuse crisis. And what I would like to do is I would like you to join me in sending this letter. I want it to come from the diocese, not just the bishop. I want the bishop along with his priest, you know, to send that. And I read a draft of what I was proposing to the Presbyteral Council. And I said, and what I can do is I can email this out to you so that you can assist with crafting it and looking at some of the wording of it. And they said, no. They said, read it one more time, you know. And so I read it again, and they made their observations. They said, that's it. Let's send it. And that day, at that meeting, they were all signing. And so it was a letter that was sent to our Holy Father, Pope Francis, from myself, the Auxiliary Bishop, Bishop Greg Kelly, and 21 priests. And so we sent that. I want it to be a unifying factor also. I need to work in collaboration with everyone in the Diocese of Dallas to do this right. Our safe environment coordinator, the safe environment coordinators of all the parishes, everyone. And our diocesan review board is absolutely stellar. So working with all of them, and they help us to stay on top of this.
Can you say a little bit about why you thought that extraordinary synod would be important, would be helpful? That's obviously the direction that the Holy See has taken, to not just make this a U.S. church issue, or not just allow the deliberations of the bishops in the U.S. to be the final word, but he seems to want to have a more global view. But what's your sense of that?
Well, I would like to see how it is that this church is able to deal with these issues. Now, I cherish the great gift of this church of ours, the body of Christ. And so you're speaking to me as the Bishop of the Diocese of Dallas. I'm sharing with you what I'm doing on the local level, what we're doing in North Texas, in the nine counties of the Diocese of Dallas. What is also striking is that here we are in Baltimore, and I'm gathering with all the bishops of the United States, because now we have to look at, all right, what are we going to do on the national level? And so what are we going to do in implementing the necessary reforms, changes, and cultural shifts that have to take place in order for us to truly effectively address this abuse crisis? And so we're looking at it on the national level. What is ever so
splendid about the church is that there's the universal level. And under the leadership of the successor of St. Peter, do we then gather? You know, and so Pope Francis is gathering the leaders of all the conferences, all the Episcopal conferences in the church, and gathering them. Therein lies a beauty of this church, you know, the universality of this church. And so it's great to be a part of all that. And if our Holy See is asking us to pause so as to not get out in front of certain things, and if it's necessary for us to be well informed in order to make right decisions, then all right, let's respond to the Holy See and pause for a moment so that we can do this right. I'd rather be right than reactionary.
Mm, beautiful. Just a last question, Bishop, to return to the first point that you brought out about the beauty of this day of prayer. The conference has restructured the schedule that has taken place year after year for decades in order to insert up front a day of prayer. And I think about the objections from the secular world to this. What a waste of time. Can't they pray on their own? What's this prayer thing about anyway? And could you just reflect, even just from the time this morning, what's it like to pray with your brother bishops, to be in that space in front of the Blessed Sacrament, not just all your own, in your own dioceses, in your own place, but to be together as a body before the Lord in prayer?
It's important for us to recognize that we can't do this by ourselves. If we think that we can handle all of this alone, then we're fooling ourselves. We truly need God's grace in order to do this. And we also need the gifts of the Holy Spirit to do all this. And among those gifts, we need to pray for the spirit of courage, the spirit of wisdom, and the spirit of right judgment. We have to also pray through that spirit who has called us to be priests, to be bishops. And we've got to recognize that through his grace, we're going to truly be the men we're called to be. And so we have to get most foundational in these moments and identify the one who has called us and the one who is going to sustain us and the one who's going to strengthen us in these moments. And strengthen us, he will. There's no doubt in my mind that through all of this, the church is going to be stronger. You know, the church is going to be purified. The church is going to, with his help, be healed of, of the divisions that are coming, with the pain that is surfaced, that the evil one has bestowed upon this church a diabolical masterpiece. And it's important that we address that. And the only way we're going to battle up against evil is by prayer.
Amen. Inspiring words. And I know I speak on behalf of our listeners when I say we are praying with you.
Yeah.
With full hearts, with gratitude, and without any envy for what you go through and are going through in this meeting and in the future, but certainly with our full support and collaboration. Could you offer us a blessing as we wrap up?
Absolutely. Good and gracious God, Heavenly Father, we come before you mindful that all that we do, we seek to do your will. We ask your blessing upon us as we gather as the bishops of the United States. We ask also your blessing upon all the faithful who seek your presence in these moments. We ask for your healing, and may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Bishop Edward Burns, thanks you so much for taking the time.
Father Boniface, blessings to you and your wonderful ministry. It's great to be with you.